I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The battle for Libya continues, and each day seems to bring a shift in the perception of who's got the upper hand. Today, forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi apparently won more than they lost. Colonel Gaddafi's troops push back rebel forces in the oil town of Ras Lanuf. Gaddafi's troops are also reported to have resumed artillery attacks on the city of Zawiya, near the capital Tripoli. We reached reporter Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times earlier today at his hotel in Tripoli. He said the rebels in Zawiya claim that they've repelled three previous assaults by Gaddafi forces during the past 3 days.
They have, however, conceded that they've suffered some serious casualties, that people have been hospitalized, and they also claim, and this has not been verified, that Gaddafi's forces have attacked people inside the hospital, or at least have tried to. They say that morale is high, that they're going to continue the battle. There is some suggestion that there is a certain level of coordination between the rebels in Zawiya and rebels in other rebel-controlled areas, but that has not been confirmed. Another key battleground in the west of the country is the city of Misrata, which is about 60 miles east of the capital. And we've heard, again, reports that the government forces are using armor tanks specifically to enter into the city center and try to dislodge the rebels. Now, the rebels we've talked to said that they have managed to easily subvert this strategy by basically jumping onto the tanks, using light weapons, using knives even, to enter into the tanks and essentially attack the tank drivers and have destroyed, they claim, several tanks that have taken part in this strategy. And it sort of points to the outdated nature of the Libyan military, and I've read some reports to that effect as well.
How well supplied, generally speaking, are these rebel forces, Borzu? I mean, presumably they're using Libyan military hardware, and munitions at some point are going to run out. Is that what Gaddafi is waiting for?
I think there is a sort of siege strategy, sort of starving these folks out. There's also a little bit of a carrot-like approach. They've offered the tribal elders money and amnesty if they get their young guys under control and cease and desist from confronting the central government. Apparently, some of the tribal elders have accepted the deal, but in a mark of just how much the Arab world is changing, the younger people are rejecting any talk of a compromise. They say they're going to hold out until Gaddafi is overthrown. They're determined to overthrow the government, and they're waiting for rebel forces from the east to arrive.
Borzu, we also saw a report today stating that Colonel Gaddafi is using Ljubljana, the main mobile phone company there, to spread propaganda, specifically something about an anti-Gaddafi conspiracy. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, the propaganda campaign is very intense, not just via cell phone messages, but especially via state television. In fact, yesterday, there was a huge victory celebration, people opening fire in the air with celebratory gunfire for hours and hours, people marching through the streets and driving through town, blowing their horns, claiming that they've had a great victory over the rebels. But when we scratched at the facts a little bit, it was basically, well, what are you celebrating? Because you haven't won anything. But, you know, the propaganda machine is so powerful and so ubiquitous that they managed to sort of convince themselves of their own facts and whip themselves into a celebratory frenzy based on nothing.
Los Angeles Times, Borzu Daragahi speaking with us from Tripoli. Thanks very much, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.